Guy speaking. I would like all of us in unity to pray. So if you could bow your heads, and if you agree with me, pray along. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that the words that come out of my mouth, can you help me speak clearly? Be honorable to you, Lord, in your house. May the words come forth and the ears be opened, and that our minds be renewed. May the Holy Spirit be present and guide us as we grow closer together and closer to you, Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen. God is good. What do you think of that?
Amen.
Amen. Say it again. God is good.
Amen.
Okay, my sermon's over. No. But we're in the right direction. Over the next 2 weeks, in fact, all the sermons are going to be out of this book. We're looking at the theme and seeking God for our city. If you don't have one of these, I have one left. It's in my hand. You may have it later. Okay? But it's a great thing to be reading through. And this week, on page 30, it says, seek His glory and evangelize to all people. And I asked God, what did you want to put on my heart for that? And He said, do you know glory? And I had to think about that. Do I know glory? No. So I studied to understand it more and seeking. And I looked at, what does the world say glory is? We give glory to presidents, like President Clinton was given glory. And we give glory to our sports heroes, like Tiger Woods. We gave him glory and praise for being a great golfer. We give glory, and people still listen to people's music and praise them, like Michael Jackson for his dancing ability and music ability. We give him worldly glory. But all three of them individuals have the same thing in common, two things in common. One, they are all human, and the other, they have all fallen. Bill Clinton was really given a lot of praise, but he really fell too. Tiger Woods, we thought, did all great things and just a magnificent golfer. This is in my way. People matter more than the things in the way. Tiger Woods has fallen. And we look at Michael Jackson has passed away, but has had fallen times. But we here in the world have given them a glory. But why? So then I looked at, what does Webster say to have about glory? And I can't read you all the things that Webster has to say here. As you look and go through them, it's praise and honor. Given glory for different abilities. We give glory for things being beautiful. And we give glory for things that people do and renounce abilities. And we give glory for all kinds of things. Now, we do give glory to God. And we look at sometimes even the ring or aurora that happens to come around the Holy Spirit. We understand His glory. But as you see these clips go through, is that truly glory? Is that all glory is? And God put in my heart, no, John. Glory is much greater than that, and Webster tells us. And I said, well, God, give me what I'm supposed to speak on. The Holy Spirit has given me five things to talk to you a day about. The first, we are all fallen short of the glory of God. God is glory. Second, Christ brings us glory. Third, we are transformed through Jesus to glory. Number four, we are heirs of God and are made in His likeness, in His glory. And we are to share His glory. Now, I've talked earlier about man's idea of glory, and I've talked about Webster's idea of glory. But let's really find out the truth. Let's find out what God's glory is. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. Paul is telling us, every one of us in this room, in this world, every person you've ever met has fallen short of the glory of God. Should we glorify men or women? What do you guys say? No. Should we glorify things? No. Then where does glory come from? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we go on to Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." If we go back to man's definition of greatness, presidents, musicians, great golfers, do you think God fits into all them things? Do you think God created the word glory before glory was ever existed? I would say so, because He created all things, much greater than Webster could even think of. Isaiah 64:6. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. No matter how well I preach here today, it's like a filthy rag to be compared to the glory of God. And we will all shrivel up like a leaf. And like the wind and the leaf, the sins will be swept away. Our sins make us unclean. But Satan sometimes tries to give us a little glory and allows us to boast on ourselves. The truth is, we are all falling short of the glory of God. We're all living to be great, or think we are great, when we are fully sinful. Like our presidents and our great sports heroes and the artists that we lift up with glory and praise, do we truly understand glory? God's glory never fades, but man's glory does. Webster's glory does. This brings me to my second point. Christ brings us glory. Let's look at Corinthians 1:26. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this majesty, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul is talking about the Colossians firsthand, that His glory has come and His riches of God's riches are for us, and that we may have hope in His glory. Jesus came to show men that are fallen what glory is about, and about the glory of His Father. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God said, "Let light shine out of darkness. Make His light shine in the heart to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God and the face of Christ." Paul is telling us firsthand that we can be share of the knowledge of God. We can know God. Don't let Satan fool us. We can really know God and know Him, showing us the glory of Him. We can see this in His Son Jesus and what He did and the miracles that He's done. Jesus told us in John 14, "Anyone that has seen Me has seen the Father." To know Me, Jesus, is to know the Father. We've seen glory firsthand, to have a personal relationship with Jesus. To fully understand the world and what's happening in it, we are misled on what glory is. If we read Webster, Webster's misled us what glory is. Do we fully understand even right now what glory is? Can we fully understand everything on the great power of God and the glory? I hate to say it, I don't think my mind is big enough. So I need 2 volunteers. Would 2 people be willing to come forward and volunteer? I'm going to call you out if you don't come forward. Okay, we got 2 volunteers. All right. Please stand right here. Men, I ask you to do one thing. Keep your mouth shut. I'm using an example of glory. Men might be getting a little bit excited. Okay. Can you turn around for a second? I'm going to have you stand. You are going to represent the earthly glory. I'm going to have you take this. I'm going to have you unroll it. Stand where you are. You're not allowed to throw it. Okay? But stand where you are and make streamers. Okay? And take it and just throw it into the air and make streamers. You happen to represent any way you want. There's no wrong way. You represent earthly glory. You're going to represent Webster's glory. Okay? And you're a little bit taller, so you might be able to get them streamers up a little higher, huh? Now, the Holy Spirit has given me the ability to understand glory a little bit bigger. He's given me a little more wisdom. Come on, you guys. Keep up on your part. Make your glory. Because God's glory is much greater than theirs. They happen to have the glory that, oh, isn't that looking good? Earthly is doing well. Webster's doing well. Let's see what God's glory can do if it had power. Now, who unplugged me? Because I had power here earlier. Okay. Let's see God's glory. Woo-hoo! God's glory is all around us. You want to see that again? Come on, earthly glory, keep going. Webster, keep going. Because, you know, God got done a lot faster. You want to see it again? Okay. God's glory. His glory is bigger than we can think of. Amen. Thank you so much for your help. Now the point is, we limit God in our understanding of His glory. And we just got to see that it can be much greater than we understand. Like them streamers, don't limit God. My third point, we are transformed through Jesus' glory. This is a bold statement. We were just told that we were sinful, fallen, no good. And now we're going to see transformation. John 17, 22. Jesus is saying this. I have given them the glory that you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Jesus is giving his ability that was given to him by God so that we have glory inside of us. 2 Peter 1:16. We did not follow clever, invented stories when we told you about the power of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Thank you. We had eyewitnesses. And verse 17 goes on, for He received honor and glory from God the Father. And when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, this is My Son who I love. With Him I am well pleased. We have an eyewitness. When you happen to say you have seen a car accident, they ask every person that's seen that car accident, what happened? Because they all see something a little different. We have an eyewitness telling us he was there. He's seen the great things that Jesus did. Simon Peter is the first hand telling us what they have done. And he actually tells us, God said, this is My Son who I love. Why is that important? Because of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believed in Him shall not perish and have eternal life. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, please come forward and tell us. I'd love to pray with you. We have elders that will pray with you. If you want to renew your relationship with Jesus, that's just as good. Because He will give you glory. Bigger glory than what you've just seen here. Because He will use you to the glorious things. Brings me to my fourth point. We are heirs of God. Think about that. By accepting Jesus, we are heirs of God. Romans 17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Jesus. If indeed we share His suffering in order that we may share His glory, we can share the glory of God. Wow! We are heirs of God. We are children of God. Isn't that kind of exciting? I would say so. I'd be saying hallelujah. Leads me to my fifth point. We are to share His glory with others. We are to share this gift. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whoever eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. If you're washing the floor or painting a door, do all things for the glory of God. Why is that important? Well, let me tell you about a personal story. I went to school. I became accredited pastor. And in my last church, I felt I wasn't being used. And I felt a hurt inside. And every once in a while, I would talk to a friend, and I would grumble just a little bit. That wasn't following what God wanted. And it happens to go on to look at this verse goes on in verse 32. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jew, Greek, or the church of God. I was causing a stumbling block because when I grumbled just a little bit about my dissatisfaction, it made dissension in the church. One day God put on my heart, stop that, John. And just serve me. Forget about the church. And when I did that, things started changing. And as things started changing, all of a sudden I was called out of that church, called here. I am an eyewitness to seeing that when I am thankful for wherever God put me and I'm being used to do God's will, He will do greater and mighty things. So my question to you is, are you being glorious what you're doing for the Lord where you're at today? What a great segue. Are you thinking and taking the time to tell others about Jesus? I know George back there goes out and makes time to make sure that he can tell somebody about Jesus. Are we doing the same? I know Thomas talked to me about if every one of us brought a friend to church, we wouldn't have to have any tape in the back. We'd be fighting for a seat and getting here early to make sure that we could be here. So are we taking the time to share the gift of glory? Let's look at the 5 points I wanted to talk about today. We are unworthy of His glory. Christ brings us glory. We are transformed through Jesus' glory. And we are heirs of His glory. And we share His glory. I heard there was a misprint up there. It's all my fault. But Jesus says in Matthew 28:19, therefore, go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tell them of my glory, is what he's saying. Over the next week, we can be reading out of this book. We should be praying for our businesses starting today, is in the book. We should be praying for the Lord's works in remarkable ways in our community. We should be praying for Liberia and Stanford. How many of you are praying for Stanford? I just felt led by the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you this. Stanford is part of our body. Throughout the week as we think of him, and Vicky, pray for Vicky because she's here. Some of you might not know that, but Vicky's here caring for the family. Stanford's back home caring for the people. We need to pray for both of them. This would be a great week to pray for them. We should be praying for that people will hear the gospel. This week, if you read this book, you will be praying for all of these things. You will be praying for our students and our higher education, that they might not mislead our children. And also this week, we'd be praying for farmers and migrant workers. So if you're praying this week, you'll be praying in that book. You'll hear about it. But I have one last question for you. You've seen a little bit of mess here of making glory. Gas is at $2.78. Is that about right? Would you agree? Okay. If I knew where I could get gasoline, unlimited supply, only one place you could get it, for $1.25, would you be interested? Yeah. Full tank of gas for under $50. Would you share it with a friend? Yes. You would tell a friend about this great deal I have. I care so much about you. I want you to know about this cheap gas. Let me ask you, eternal life, are you willing to step out there and tell somebody else about Jesus? Let me ask you this, eternity with Jesus and God and what we believe and relationships, and Sean can tell me this firsthand, how he has changed his life and how we could have Jesus in our friends' lives, or a full tank of gas, which is more important to you? Telling people about Jesus. So I'm going to conclude in my sermon at this time. Do not be of this world. Do not be looking for others to lead you like Webster to lead you down what the meaning of glory is. Go what truly glory is. Share the word of Jesus. Do you call him and close us in song?